Matthew, the 6th chapter, from verse 1 to 4, the Message translation. Be especially careful when you're trying to be good, so that you don't make a performance out of it. It might be good theater, but the God who made you won't be applauding. When you do something for someone else, don't call attention to yourself. You've seen them in action, I'm sure. Play actors, I call them. Treating prayer meeting and street corner alike as a stage. Acting compassionate as long as someone is watching, playing to the crowds. They get applause, true, but that's all they get. When you help someone out, don't think about how it looks. Just do it, quietly and unobtrusively. That is the way your God, who conceived you in love, working behind the scenes, helps you out. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Wongo here. Yesterday, we started out talking about how important it is to be conscious of the fact that you're living for God, that you're living for an audience of one. In fact, every morning when you wake up, I think you should somehow think about hearing God say, lights, camera, action. But today I want to draw something to your attention. Even though I say be conscious of the fact that you're living for God or that God is watching you, you also need to remember to be careful not to begin to make a performance out of it. Yeah, I know I said it. It's like literally being a reality TV show and God is watching. But you must be conscious of the fact that beyond the things you do and say, He actually sees your heart. So He knows even the secret things. And that's what we talked about yesterday. But today, I want to focus on the fact that you must be careful not to get into eye service mode. Be authentic. Be real. Be genuine. Be the person that God truly wants you to be. Don't play act. Don't put up a show just because you think people are watching. Live a life that is worthy of the call and the sacrifice that Christ has made on your life. I want to read you a couple of other scriptures. It's interesting that the Bible talks about eye service. And for those who don't know what eye service is, eye service is attendance to duty only when you're being watched. So you're performing because people are watching you. And this is normal for a lot of people. In fact, if you start out living like that, you could get used to it. So you really do need to be careful. So let's start with Ephesians, the 6th chapter, from verses 5 to 6. And it says, bond servants. I'm reading the New King James Version. Bond servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in sincerity of heart as to Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from your heart. Isn't it interesting that the Bible makes it very clear to us that you can live your life trying to impress people, but only when they're watching? The Voice translation of that same scripture says, respect and fear your earthly masters. I was talking to slaves, but I mean you can translate it to mean staff, because you work in an office or you run a business. It says, respect and fear your earthly masters. Obey and serve them with the same sincerity of heart as you serve the Anointed One. Don't put on a show just because they're looking as if you were a people pleaser, but as a slave of the Anointed, do the will of God from your heart. I'm so in love with this scripture because it's such an amazing guide for how we live our lives. Don't just live or do anything you do just because someone is watching. You need to do it because you're doing it to honor God. Your focus and your emphasis should be on Christ, how you serve the Anointed One. Don't focus on doing things only people can see. Remember, I told you, God is watching and He sees even the secret thoughts of your heart. So if you go to the office and you act like you're doing everything right, but in your heart, you're judging your boss. In your heart, you're judging your colleagues. In your heart, you're being mean or planning how to destroy or trip up someone else. That's not service to God, because God sees your heart. He says, move beyond eye service. Don't do it only when they're watching. Do it even when they're not watching, knowing that you have a heavenly master. I read to you Colossians 3:22, and it's almost the same scripture. And this is Apostle Paul talking to the Colossians. And he says, bond servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. So you serve them sincerely because of your reverent fear of the Lord, not because you fear them. Don't do it because you want to earn favor. Don't do it because you want praise. Do it because you have reverence for the Lord. If you really are a child of God and a servant of the Most High God, then how you live your life should be in reverence for the Lord. Now, we must be careful when we do the things we do or act the way we do, because what you do matters to the people around you. Many years ago, I was in my third year in university, and I remember having a conversation with a friend, a much older friend, and he said something to me that stuck. He said, Mildred, you must live your life with intentionality. Live on purpose, not just for yourself, but because of the destinies that are attached to yours. The decisions you make will affect them. And I felt like it was a huge weight, because who was I? I was just a third year student in uni. And I didn't even understand why he was saying such deep things to me. Like, live your life on purpose. Live your life. I just wanted to get out of school and get a job. You know, I wasn't really thinking of anyone else. But now, looking back, I realize that that was some deep wisdom. Because today, some of the choices I have made have brought me to this place and have brought me to you. And you're listening to me, and possibly something I say today may change your life. How did I get here? By living with sincerity of heart and the fear of the Lord. My focus has always been not just doing it because someone is watching. Be careful. Don't let that be your mantra. Go the extra mile. Don't just do it right as long as someone is watching. Do it right even when only God is watching. So today, as you start your day, as you go about your business, as you go to the office, get there on time. Make up your mind to do the right things, whether people are watching or not. Don't just do it because people are watching. Do it because God is watching. Don't make phone calls on company bill. Don't download videos on company data. Don't get to work late just because you know your boss is coming in late as well. He says, do it as unto God, with sincerity of heart and fear of the Lord. Don't just do it as long as someone is watching. Do it because God is watching you. So what's my challenge to you today? Make up your mind to live with sincerity of heart and reverence of the Lord. Go back to the Bible and find out what exactly God wants you to do. Go back and find out exactly how God wants you to live. Now, I would walk away this morning and just say, good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. But I think before you start your day, we should take 1 minute and really pray about this. Because sometimes the things we do are subconscious. Maybe eye service has somehow become ingrained in your life, and you don't even plan to do that, but it just happens. This morning, I want us to pray for grace. So I want you to pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to be consistently conscious of your presence around me. to remember at all times that you're watching not just the things I'm doing, but you're seeing even the thoughts and intents of my heart. Today, I make up my mind to live like one who knows that you are watching, to live with intentionality because of the lives and the destinies that are attached to mine. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Okonkwo.